This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we are at Ed's No Name Bar with Honest Monday, a self-described acoustic soul folk band based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be talking with them about their lives as musicians, as well as listening to their live performance at Ed's. My name is Juan Larson. You're listening to a Live Feed. Today we're with Honest Monday at Ed's No Name Bar in downtown Winona. So can you just go around, introduce yourselves, and tell us what instruments you play?
I'm Kevin Rao. I play the upright bass.
Dan Miller. I play harmonica.
Ryan Ogburn, mandolin.
Craig Bauman, guitar.
Is this your first time playing in Winona?
It's been a little while.
We did a thing up here like three years back. It was really well received, so we're glad to be back. We're based out of Milwaukee.
So are most of the performances kind of in the Minnesota, Wisconsin area, or where do you guys usually perform?
Yeah, we get mostly around the Midwest, travel down south once in a while.
So how would you guys describe your sound?
Acoustic soul folk. That's the best way to describe it, I'd say. A lot of old soul, a lot of bluegrass, a lot of singing, a lot of good songs, but mostly original music.
How did you guys get together, and how long have you guys been playing together as a band?
Various different combinations of bands over the years. Kevin and Craig go back as far as middle school. I've known Craig for the past 12 years, playing in different bands and same bands, and this kind of came to fruition probably over the last 5 or 6 years. Honest Monday came to be, but it was really a combination of different groups that brought us all together.
Yeah, we had a weekly residency at a jazz club in Milwaukee, the Jazz Estate on Murray Avenue in Milwaukee, and we played there every Monday night, so that's how Honest Monday came to be named, and it was a good way to really, you know, get some stage time and trade ideas with each other, kind of see what was going to happen, and now we're moving out and getting it really accepted across the Midwest.
So how many CDs have you guys released as Honest Monday?
We just released our second album in the beginning of February. It's called Old Fashions, and it's the current lineup as you see right now. Upright bass, harmonica, guitar, and mandolin, all original music, with the exception of one arrangement of a Paul Pena tune we added to the album. The first album we released had the songwriting and keyboard playing of Mark Bellini, and he's no longer with us. So now we're just working as a four-piece, sometimes as a trio on the road. But
just to make it clear, Mark is still alive and doing well in Milwaukee, but he doesn't play with us anymore.
And for the listeners who might want to listen to that album, is there any place they can download it, or how should they go about that?
Yeah, both of our CDs are available on iTunes and CD Baby. Obviously, at any of our shows, we'll have that stuff available. We've got all kinds of other fun merch, too. So, yeah, CD Baby is a good spot to go for that.
Not me, I can't get no company in this old farmhouse of mine. Well, I'm all alone except my old canine. Will she stay, will she go? This whiskey's making it hard to think. I'll analyze everything I do. Maybe that's why I'm always singing the blues. With that bend in my branches, and I think I'm gonna snap. going away and I may be coming back. She wants to kill. If looks could kill, I'd be dead as hell. Poor me, I must be under a spell. Just another hard enough tale to tell. Thank you.
my job this morning. I got in late, stopping for a beer last night, but I drank the whole damn crate. When I woke up, I wasn't feeling well. Told me the self-inflicted spell. It's just another hard luck tale to tell. Jack, now I'm sitting drinking, wishing that I had some back. Told me I must be under a spell. Just another hard luck tale to tell.
Listening to Honest Monday's live performance at Ed's No Name Bar. Now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed. Can we talk a little bit about your recording process? Who is maybe in charge, or how do you guys go about that? Do you guys kind of write the lyrics first and then the melody, or how's your creative process kind of like?
The first album, we really brought in a lot of individual songs that we had all written and collaborated on the arrangements. This last album, we actually tried collaborative songwriting, where someone would have a melody or a chord progression, or maybe someone just had lyrics, and we'd all work together on writing the song as a band to get kind of more of a oneness to the album. So we're experimenting with a lot. We still individually write a lot, but we're trying collaborative arrangement and songwriting now.
Is your sound kind of different from your first CD compared to this CD that was released?
Yeah, it is. I think it's a lot more coherent on this album. We developed it over a number of years, but I think Craig and Ryan really hit their stride with songwriting over the past couple of years, and it's a really nice, cohesive, soulful sound.
So you guys said you should play in the Midwest. Have you guys been, say, out to the East or West Coast, or maybe performed abroad anywhere?
Not as of yet. We're hoping to explore those territories. We did go down to New Orleans Jazz Fest a few years ago and had an incredible journey going down there and meeting some musicians and playing the whole way down and the way back. But we haven't gotten too much of an opportunity to travel far. We're all in various projects. We're kind of looking to hopefully explore Europe within the next couple of years and get our music out there.
Well, New Orleans is kind of far, you know. I'm sure it takes 3-4 days, I'm sure, to get down there. Do you guys have any interesting stories or any anecdotes you want to share? Something interesting that happened along the way?
On our way home from New Orleans, we ended up taking Craig's veggie van. Her name's Martha. And we ran out of veggie oil on the way home. So to save fuel costs, we started pulling into restaurants to check the grease traps, and we pulled around the back of a Cracker Barrel, and I got out of the van and asked Craig if I should go ask the management if we could borrow some grease from them. He said, "Don't ask, they'll just say no. Grab the barrels." So we went back by the grease dumpsters, and we had a little motor rigged up with a filter, and we pumped, how many gallons?
40, 50 gallons.
Of veggie oil that got us all the way back home.
Got us home.
A green way to getting there and back.
Just
being cheap, that's about it.
Diesel's expensive.
Us musicians, we kind of float on the poverty line a little bit, so yeah, we were just being frugal.
What do you guys consider the hardest part about being musicians on the road? And
dealing with these knuckleheads, mostly. I think we were just talking about it. Sometimes it's hard to eat right, keep your mind and body in a good place. It's easy when you're creating art with close friends, but there's a lot of other challenges that occur sitting in a car all day long and then having the energy to stay up late night and perform and give a lot of energy out to the crowd that sometimes is or is not reciprocating that energy.
It takes so much just to get on stage every day because you have to travel, you have to jump through a lot of hoops, and it's always stressful, and there's always something that's going wrong. It just takes a lot just to get up on stage, and then you have to be on top of your game and really perform to the best of your ability and serve the art. And that's challenging to leave all the crap that happened your day. It's hard to leave that just off stage and come on stage and just be totally in the moment.
We do that. We leave it off stage, but usually. But it's worth it. It's all worth it.
Performing in front of a live audience like this, have you guys been doing it for long enough that you don't get nervous anymore? Or how do you describe performing in front of a live audience?
It's not nerves, I'd say. It's the excitement of playing in front of people. It should always be exciting, and we always strive to take that extra step to make ourselves maybe a little uncomfortable. And by that I mean we take a lot of risks on stage and do a lot of kind of improvisation, and so it always takes you to that edge. And right on that edge, you can be incredibly creative in a spontaneous sense, and that's. I wouldn't say we're nervous, but being on that edge, you create the best in a live setting, I think.
I think we've all been doing it for a while, so we're just looking for that next challenge or the ways to help ourselves grow as artists and musicians, challenging ourselves night after night, stepping outside of our comfort zone or finding a way to connect with the audience a little deeper and dive into our instrument a little further.
So would you guys think, say, performing in the Midwest, where you guys usually perform, Wisconsin, Minnesota, is different than, say, performing in New Orleans or somewhere that's not the Midwest? Are the crowds kind of different? Do you kind of cater to them, or do you guys kind of have the same game plan wherever you go?
I can't say that we don't really cater to certain crowds. I mean, you always kind of get inspired to do certain things for certain people just based on what you think. I mean, every time we write a set list, it's like, oh, what do you think they're going to want this to be? You know, it's, I mean, yeah, and it's for us as well, but it's more like you're trying to like play the flow of the audience. But I think good music is accepted equally no matter where it is, as long as it's pure and good and you're not trying to be something or play something that you're not. I've felt equally accepted all over the map, and certain places show it differently, but people like good music. Whiskey stained dream, thinking of you, I keep coming back to this bar, hoping that I see you. Praying that I don't go on while the record turns. Sitting on a corner stool, waiting on the phone. Whiskey stained dream, thinking of you. Mistakes that I made while you were being true. I can't find my way, so scared. Lost with a broken heart at the stumbling stone. When times aren't good, we forget to hold them tight. Bartender, if you're able, one more round to go. Whiskey stained dream, thinking of you. Mistakes that I made while you were being true. Can't find my way, so scared and alone. I'm lost with a broken heart at the stumbling stone.
Said I made while you were being true.
house with a broken heart. At the stumbling stone, lost with a broken heart. I'm stumbling stone. Come walk with me tonight. Can't tell what's left and what's right. But I'll be fine, 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 fine when the morning comes. Don't talk to me tonight. Can't reach your lips in this light. I know you'll be mine, 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 mine when the morning comes. You can fight it if you want to, darling, you just tell me so. Fight if you want to, there's things that we're gonna do. Trouble, I told you so.
What do you guys have planned for the near future here besides, I know you guys are kind of in the little tour that you guys have scheduled, but further down the road, what do you guys kind of hope to achieve here in the next year or so?
Well, we actually just wrote a couple new tunes today, kind of starting to think about a new album. I know we just released one, but we're always looking for that next project. And then continuing on, playing more shows, playing to more people, making more connections.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, we could talk about lofty goals, but it's pretty much what Kevin just said about just staying on it and staying connected and kind of following the energy around, and hopefully it'll follow us.
And just continuing with the original sound we're discovering, within this group and writing to that sound. I think that's the most important, because we get so excited to be able to play almost a full night of original compositions, and to fuel that excitement, just to keep writing more together and separately, but putting out recordings, because that's very effective with just spreading the music around. Live shows does a great job for us meeting new people that will help us out along the way, but having those recordings helps spread the love a little faster.
So if listeners want to hear more about you, where should they go?
You can find us on Facebook, Honest Monday, honestmondayband.com. And we've been really grateful to the people that have been putting a lot of videos on YouTube. We have one that was produced by us and Joe Haas Media. And we have a lot of just kind of bootleg taper style videos. And also at archive.org, audio of our live shows. You can download full live shows at archive.org.
Here's a song off our new album. This one's called Key. Actually have my key tonight. Will I need it? And did you lock the door? I see you broke your key last night. You didn't keep it. I found it on the floor. It's strange, but I don't feel much better. Though I need to. And it's a change that I need in the weather. I can't remember if I close the gate. I think I'll turn around and go around the block. See, it didn't close all the way. Shouldn't leave it, cause it'll get away. It's strange, but it don't feel much better. Though I need to. It's a change that I need in the weather. Could it be you? Who do you want to be tonight? That you thought you knew before. You thought you knew dog ajar. Take it out of the hinges, throw it in the water. The unknown has washed away. What should it say? Strange, but I don't feel much better. Though I need to. And it's a change that I need in the weather.
That was a live performance by Honest Monday at Ed's No Name Bar. More information about this band can be found at honestmondayband.com. My name is Juan Garza. Thank you for listening to The Live Beat.
Thanks for listening to The Live Beat. The Live Beat is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.